You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, if people want to reach out with a problem, how in the world do they do it?
Couple big ways, everybody. Go to mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can find us there or make your way over to the social media. We're on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This is from Ava, and she wrote this on the FB. She says, Dom and Jeremy, I need opinions from my boys about another boy.
Ooh.
It's a guy I just started to get to know, and I think there's potential here.
Okay.
All right. I like the way she words that.
She's sniffing him out, huh?
I believe there is potential.
It's my work.
She writes, he seems like a good guy and checks a lot of boxes, but my first time to stop by his townhome, I was surprised to see it full of Legos.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's quite proud of his collection of Lego playsets, all sorts of airplanes and Star Wars stuff, little Lego people and Lego villages. She writes, I didn't know what to say, so I just said, wow, that's interesting. She writes, my question, am I wrong if this strikes me as kind of immature? He's a 36-year-old man, never married, and I'm wondering if this is why. Or is it totally fine? I'd like to request one of your Five Calls Says It All segments, please. And thank you very much. I love your show. That is
thank
Ava.
Thank you. Thank you, Ava. I might have to remove myself from this conversation, first of all.
Yes.
You know, because I like my toys. I like action figures, and I think this is completely normal. But yeah, you were going to say her face, right, walking into this?
Well, I would love to have seen her face when she walks in, and in every room, on every shelf, he's got Lego villages and sets and...
Yeah, but it's a thing, you know. It's a thing. People collect these big sets, and they put them together, and it takes time. You're not going to collect them, put them together, and then take them apart and put them back in a box. You have to display them.
So you think everything's
they're
fine?
They're very intricate and very cool.
Sure, I get all that, and they're expensive as hell.
Well, that's another point. She might want to look into how much all this stuff is worth. For the future, if they do end up together. I know there's a website called, I think it's like Brick Economy, I think. They give you the values of all of these play sets, and a lot of them just keep ticking up, up, up. Mm-hmm. This guy might be sitting on a fortune in Lego sets, and she's missing out.
So your answer to her is what? Well, just go out.
Go for it. Come on. But again, I told you, I might have to remove myself from this conversation because I'm a toy collector. I
what's
like
that word that
stuff.
Judges use when they have to, I must, what's that word they use? I'm blanking on it. When they have to
like recluse,
excuse.
Remove.
You know what we're talking about.
Don't Somebody bother will. With me.
my answer to Ava is run like the wind. Just
really?
Get on out. Oh, yes.
Why? He could be great in every way, and you're just going to let a few Legos ruin this?
And you'll notice that I'm the guy, 9 times out of 10, who tells, especially because it's usually women who write into us with this, you know, with questions about stuff.
Sure.
And I'm almost always the guy who's like, hey, listen, finding the right person is hard to do. You've got to overlook a few things, and you've got to be cool. You know, let them be who they are. But in this case, it is screaming,
man baby.
All right.
And she's hitching her wagon to a
man baby.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. If he's 30, he's
36.
He's tiptoeing
so
up
what?
On 40 years old.
And
he still keeps his toys as his primary decoration.
At least he's not like collecting bongs or something. This is fairly
I would
innocent.
Give her the same advice for that.
It's fairly innocent. Okay. We're going to have to take calls on this.
We need to open up the lines, and we've got to fill every line. So don't sit there and wait for other people to call. You call and answer Ava's question. Should she just be like, hey, this is fine. I'm going to have a wonderful relationship here. Or is she going to say, great guy, we can be friends.
Can't do it, though. He still plays with toys.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You realize, of course, that everybody's going to side with you on this.
But well, I hope so.
Because all of
the
toy
right
lovers,
side, you mean?
All the toy lovers will rush to the phones, and the people who are like me saying, they're going to say they're not going to call. I just
give him a chance. Maybe get into it, and you'll learn to love it too.
30.
You don't know. They dedicated a whole land to Legos in California.
Right.
It's a thing.
Right.
And I went there, and it's horrible.
All right, listen. If you're on the line right now, if it's ringing, don't hang up. Yeah, be patient.
On.
And if we put you on hold, please also be patient. Stand by. We will come back and see what the vote says next. If you're just tuning in, we're sharing a note from Ava. She met a nice guy, says checks a lot of boxes. She stopped by his house, and it's full of Legos.
Hey!
He's got his little Lego playset set up all over the house, every room, basically.
It's she probably goes, beautiful, you know. It's probably quite impressive.
I fully anticipate that I'm going to get my butt kicked on this, but I told her, my answer is, look, he's probably a great guy. Make him a friend, but I don't think you want to get into a serious, committed relationship with a man who's almost 40 and his entire house is devoted to Legos.
He might be an incredible lover. Takes his time, you know, very intricate. Knows how all the pieces fit.
It's always possible, I guess.
Or not.
Here's Brad. Check out the big brain on Brad.
Yeah.
Brad, what do you think? What's your thought?
Women do the same thing, just a different kind of a thing. You know, they buy hundreds of pairs of shoes. They buy handbags. Same thing.
Oh, he said it.
You're equating shoes, which you wear when you leave the house and is a required part of your ensemble, with toys?
It's still hundreds of dollars worth of
stuff.
You have
like 100 pairs of shoes. Why do you need 100 pairs of shoes?
You really only need like two, right?
That's right.
Two pairs.
Brad, you're sounding like a real guy right now. You know?
Careful, Brad. Be very, very careful.
So you're saying that she should go for it. Is that it?
I think so.
Okay.
What if his obsession was, let's say it was shoes, and that was a guy with 200 pairs of shoes that were like limited edition, so he's got them just to split over his whole house. I mean, it's the same thing.
It's just a collection, yeah.
Listen, I got your vote down for yes, date him. Thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Bye, B-Red.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. Here comes Lisa. Lisa, what do you think?
Good morning. I think she should date him. I think that he's going to keep things light and airy and fun, and if they have kids, he's going to be a really good dad. My husband's kind of a big kid and likes different sort of things, anime, and he's a lot of fun, so go for it.
You can go to conventions.
That part of it, I'm going to agree with you. The thing about staying young at heart, that I like.
Yeah, because you know the saying, right?
What?
We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing.
Thank you, Oprah. Lisa, have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay,
you get that sign at Hobby Lobby and put it up on your wall.
Yeah. Okay. But I won't. Lucas, good morning.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
What do you think?
I'm currently standing in a room that is full of Lego. I think that she should go for it.
Okay.
You're in a room of Legos?
Yeah.
How many are we talking?
Probably 82 sets and hundreds of minifigures.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have
what
a significant?
What does your girlfriend think of it?
Oh, I don't have any.
Okay. Listen, thank you for calling, buddy, and have a great day. We appreciate you being on the show, man.
Oh, boy. Tom.
What did I do wrong?
Nothing.
I asked him a question.
Stop pointing out the obvious.
And then I thanked him for calling.
Okay.
Every once in a while, somebody will make your point or my point without saying what we're saying.
It made your point all day long.
Who's been holding the longest? Allison. Hi, Allison. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. What do you think?
Honestly, I can kind of see both sides in a way where, like, I think that you shouldn't hold someone's hobbies against them, I guess. Like, if he really likes it and then, you know, you develop into a longer relationship, you can make a room dedicated to it or something so that you don't have to see it all the time and compromise. But, I mean, if it's going to be a point of resentment for her, that's not really fair to him to, like, put effort into
it. Oh, that's a great point.
Like, I can't get over this.
That's all she's going to be thinking about every time she's over there. And
you know, we know the stories about couples getting together. And the next, you know, there's the cliched one where the woman says, you know, hey, this brown recliner has got to go. And, you know, there's legendary stories about all that. So if he wants his Lego sets in every room and she says, I'm sorry, you can have this one room in the basement, I think it's going to cause a problem. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a point of resentment for her. I don't think it's worth her time and wasting his time as well.
Is that a big factor? Is that why we're all kind of like, about this? Is because when you walk into his house, they're like displayed right there. And they're like all over his living room and family room. What if it was just up in a single room and he's got a little collection? Would it be easier on her?
I mean, I think it would be easier on me. Like, if my partner had like a weird hobby, I guess I would be like, all right, well, you can have a room dedicated to it.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. You know.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure what your vote is. You're on both sides here. Should she go for it? Go for it, or should she run?
I don't think I have enough information. I need more information. But I mean, I think if it doesn't bother her too much, then I think she should go for it. But
go for it. I like your call. So far, I think you're the first person who's being truly honest like I am. So I'm glad you called. Have a fun day.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Bye, Allison.
Bye. Nobody wants to be judgy.
I know. It's because he's probably a great guy, Dom, and he just likes Legos.
You better be judgy
before
you get into a long-term relationship.
It's Legos.
Here comes TJ. TJ, good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
Hey, what do you think?
She should absolutely give him a chance.
Yeah.
I have credentials on this. I'm 35, married, three kids. I have Transformers all over my living room. And my wife says she's the luckiest woman on earth to have ever found me and married me.
Well, aren't you Mr. Braggy Pants?
I had to listen to the last four callers and you tear apart their credentials. I came ready, boy.
Tear apart.
So I like this
when
guy.
I said what my question was, what does your girlfriend think of that? And by asking that question, I tore apart his credentials.
A little bit, yeah.
I noticed there's not one guy who's called yet who hasn't been like, yeah, the go for it.
Absolutely, she should go for it.
TJ says he should go for it.
If she sits down and says, hey, I'm not comfortable with this, let's dial it back, let's talk about it. And he's a big man, baby, and says, absolutely not. This is my life. That's a sign to run.
There you go. Yeah.
Fair point.
Hey, what's your collection worth, TJ? Do you know how much your collection's worth?
I don't have Legos. I mostly have magic cards, and it's worth several $1,000s.
Okay.
All right.
Good for you. Magic cards. Listen, thank you for calling. Do you feel like I tore your credentials apart?
Nope. I was too aggressive. Sorry.
I like your style, TJ.
Good guy.
Have a great day, buddy. Thanks
See ya,
for
dude.
Being on the show.
See ya.
Okay. I was too aggressive. We have time for two more. Stephanie and Nathan. I know what Nathan's going to say. Yeah, toys. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
We're
I'm
good. What do you want to say?
I say date him.
Okay.
Nerds are the best people on the planet.
I am going to have to stop you right there. Wait. Hold on. Wait. I got to stop you right there. I have preached for 28 years on this show that there are three categories here that people confuse all the time. There are nerds, there are geeks, and there are dorks.
Well, either
this
way,
does not,
they're
this
all
does, no,
very
it's not either
people.
Way.
She wants to embrace them all.
Nerds are their own special category. What we're describing goes into the dork category.
Oh,
it's not a nerdy
no, he's
thing.
Not.
Okay, so my husband has Legos.
Yes.
They're in the living room. There are some that are put away because we live in an apartment.
Uh-huh.
When we have a house, I'm going to let him have them in the house. It takes a lot of time to build them.
They're impressive. They're fun to look at.
I get you. Yeah, that's
and
in the dorky camp.
Star
it's not
Wars,
the nerdy
so
camp.
Like,
yeah,
it's well, it's in the tacky Wars, camp. Honestly,
no, Jeremy, you can't change your tune.
Oh, I'm just joking. It's not tacky.
Stephanie, we got to run. Thank you for your call. Yeah, that's not a nerd thing. That's a dork thing. Okay. They're different. Don't ever confuse those people. Last call is from Nathan. Nathan, good morning. So far, it is 6-0 in favor of date him. What do you say?
Yeah, I say, well, first of all, what's up, boys? I appreciate the show. And one movie I'm going to name, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Exact situation.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Carell had all these action figures. He was okay with selling them because he loved the woman. So, I mean, if he's willing to, you know, stretch around a bit, sell a few of them,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's worth a try.
That's all right. That's a very mature call.
Sell a few of them.
Thank you for being on the show, buddy, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
See you, dude.
7-0 on your side, Jeremy.
That's cool. No, that's good.
I got obliterated.
That's fine. Just give him a chance.
Not one person said, Dom's right.
We all have our weird, quirky things.
Ain't it the truth?
We all do.
But we just don't have them on every shelf in every room. Anybody listen to that part?
Well,
man, baby.
I didn't say if he's got Legos, you don't date him. And I didn't say if he's got a room dedicated to him, you don't date him. When they're in every room, including the bathroom and the kitchen.
But yet he's a bachelor right now. It's a bachelor way of living. Yeah, but he's out there pursuing it. But that is a bachelor way of living.
All right.
We can't knock him for that.
Look, you guys won. I got killed.
Leave the poor guy alone.
I'm not going to date him. Hey, wait, he's all yours.
You're constantly stepping on Legos in his house.
He's all yours.
I don't want him either. Nobody wants him. Legos are expensive.
Oh, listen, we're just having some fun. Some people are getting mad, and we're used to that on this show. Don't get mad. Just laugh it off, everybody.
Right. Just think it's just Legos.
They're just Legos. Come on.
A lot of pictures and messages coming in, though, on Facebook with people showing off their collections.
But they're not in every room on every shelf. Again, the point that everyone missed.
We might be due for a topic of what is your collection and what is your room.
I'll write it down for tomorrow.
I mean,
I'll write
we
it down
may
for tomorrow
be way off base. This may be a normal thing to have these things all over the house. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it might also explain why Americans are, you know, on average, like 5 figures in debt.
Yeah.
You know, because instead of funding their retirement, they're buying Lego play sets at age 36.
But again, they're worth money.
No, they're not. You know
why?
Because no one is going to buy them from
you.
Dude,
you have never... You've been to Comic-Con, but have you seen these things at Comic-Con?
And I've seen the websites, and I've seen the things that says these are worth. What I don't see are people lining up to buy somebody's used Legos. And I'll tell you this.
That would be
funny. They ain't doing them enough to fund your retirement. Mm.
Maybe a couple months of your retirement.
Yeah, maybe 6 weeks of your retirement. I sold this for $600.
I sold my Millennium Falcon.
What's your monthly rent? $3,000? See a problem here?
You are getting feisty today, sir.
I'm just fired up.
That TJ guy's going to call back and yell at you again.
I'm tearing apart people's credentials.
He's going to get in your kitchen.
Oh, I love doing this show. Oh, it's so much fun.